Federal courts won't expand vote by mail in Indiana anytime soon after the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear a case on the issue on Tuesday. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports Hoosier vote by mail advocates say they're not deterred by the setback.
There are about a dozen reasons Hoosiers can vote by mail. You won't be in the county on election day, you have to work the entire time polls are open, you have a disability, or you're at least 65 years old. The advocacy organization Indiana Vote by Mail sued the state in an effort to let anyone cast a mail-in ballot. But both the Federal District Court and Court of Appeals ruled against them before the U.S. Supreme Court opted not to hear the case. Indiana Vote by Mail President Barbara Tully says the court's decision doesn't change her organization's work.
It doesn't change the fact that we, will meet with legislators. It doesn't change the fact that we'll show up at the statehouse during session.
Tully says incremental steps, for instance, expansions to the list of reasons for voting by mail, are the best way forward. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.